This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinian officials said on Monday Israeli forces advanced deep into western Han Yunis in Gaza's bloodiest fighting of the new year so far, storming one hospital and placing another under siege. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
More than 25,000 people have been killed in Israel's air and ground attack, Gaza's health authorities say. Since Israel launched its offensive to take Khan Yunis last week, fighting has reached the last corners of the enclave, packed with displaced people. Israel says Khan Yunis is the main headquarters for the Hamas militants who attacked Israel on October 7, killing 1,200 people, according to Israeli tallies. I've been displaced seven times, maybe more. It's torture, 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 says Mariam Abu Halib. Most of Gaza's 2.3 million residents are homeless and now penned in to two southern towns, Deir al-Balah and Rafah.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. In Rafah, volunteers in one of the city's cemeteries are reopening old graves to find room to bury the dead. In a cemetery in the east of the city, a man watched as a team of volunteers laid to rest his slain granddaughter's niece and cousin. The four relatives were killed early Monday. EU foreign ministers on Monday pressed Israel for an eventual two-state solution with the Palestinians after the war in Gaza. At meetings with the top diplomats from the two sides and key Arab states in Brussels, the 27 EU ministers met first with Israel's foreign minister before sitting down separately with the Palestinian Authority's top diplomat. The foreign ministers of Egypt, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia also held talks with the European ministers. This is VOA News.